I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. All right, ladies, I'm so excited about this episode, the underdog episode. I hope that that title resonated with you when you saw that, but it automatically makes me think of movies when we watch the underdog rise up in a movie. And if you're like me, you immediately find that character, you immediately start cheering them on, and you want them to win the race or get the guy or land the job, whatever it is. But regardless, you probably can relate to the underdog in the movie way more than you can relate to the person that's winning everything. The underdog always has to fight harder. They have to face more obstacles. They take one step forward and then boom, they're like worse than they started. And you see it in the movie so much, but the underdog honestly usually lacks a talent or a look or a skill, and they just have to work so much harder than everybody else. And so I don't know if you can relate to that or if you feel like sometimes you're the underdog of your own life, your own story, but this week my boys and I watched a movie called Rudy. It's an old school movie, but it's a true story of a young boy who has a dream and desire to attend and play football at Notre Dame. His whole life, literally since he was like, I think he was probably 5 or 6 at the beginning of the movie, he told everybody what he was going to do. I am going to get on that field. I am going to go to school there. And everybody made fun of him. His dad, his brothers, his high school teachers wouldn't even let him tour the campus because his grades were so bad. And everyone discouraged him from this dream. And y'all, I don't typically cry in movies, but I was bawling my eyes out. Now, I do cry in Hallmark movies. I love me some Hallmark movies, and they're all the same, and you always know what's going to happen, but literally, I cried in everyone. But in this particular movie, I was so upset because he was wanting to accomplish this dream so bad, and everyone was so negative around him. And so I want to ask you, like, have you ever had a dream in your heart that you wanted to accomplish so bad? It's the thing you think about when you wake up, when you go to bed. You've got pictures of it. You talk about it constantly. Most of your decisions based on accomplishing it. And you just kind of feel like an underdog. Like, it's going to take so much to get there or so much time and so much work. But most of the underdogs, like Rudy, have negativity around them, pointing them in the opposite direction of the destiny. And so I'm just going to ask you, like, do you have negativity around you? Have you buried this dream way down deep in your heart thinking it's never going to happen? And you've counted yourself out because of that negativity or because of what people say when you talk about it? That's a really good question right there. And so we're watching this movie, and I mean, my heart's not just cheering for Rudy. Guys, I'm like on the couch. I'm like screaming, come on, Rudy, you can do it. And so he like fights so hard to get into school to where he can attend Notre Dame. And it took him 2 years at community college to get his grades up. He finally gets into school. And I look at Ryan and I'm like, oh man, he's going to try out for the football team and he's going to be the best. He's going to show them that he can do it. I just know it's going to be that type of movie. And the whole time I'm like, so he gets to walk on to Notre Dame. And he got on the practice team. And so I told Ryan, I was like, oh, this new coach that's come on, I'm like, oh, he's going to see him and he's going to realize that Rudy has all this potential and he's going to be like, you know, the best player, right? Like that's what's going to happen. Well, the whole movie, he's practice after practice after practice. And before the game, they post a little sheet on the wall and it tells who gets to dress out and play in that game. And so every week Rudy goes and looks at it and every week he's disappointed. It's like, no, 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 he never gets picked. And like at this point, the team starts rallying behind him because he has been doing this for 2 years. He has been fighting so hard in these practices. And so the very last game of his senior year, this is where I bawled my eyes out. This is where the players actually went to bat for him And the cool part of this movie is he got to dress out the very last game. So he calls his dad and his brother, all of the people that had been super negative about him. And he said, I want you to come to this game. I get to dress out. I get to live my dream I've always wanted to live. I get to run out on the field with a uniform on. And so they all show up, all of his friends and his family. And people just couldn't believe that he was actually going to be able to put this uniform on and run out. And I'm telling you, it was such a powerful thing. And the cool thing is that the movie goes on and the game goes on and they're winning, of course. And everybody starts cheering and they're like, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Now, if you've watched this movie, you know this part. If you've not watched this movie, you're going to love this part because the whole crowd's cheering him. The stadium, the players are cheering for him. So finally, the coach puts him in at the very last game. The last play, and this is the last game. And so he runs in. He doesn't even know what to do. He's the smallest guy on the field. But what does he do? He sacks the quarterback, and everybody goes crazy because everybody knows that Rudy, all he wanted to do was dress out that day, and everybody went to bat for him. He got to run out. He got to play his last play. He sacked the quarterback. They actually carried him off the field, and it's noted that this is the very last time that any player has been carried off the field. So it happened in the late 70s, I think. And so, you know, the whole point of the movie is to watch this kid have a dream that you know is planted inside him in his mother's womb, right? And he worked so hard with so much negativity around him, so many things saying that you can't do this. And he accomplished his dream. He got to run out in that last game. And so, you know, the thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about that just is really on my heart is that I want you to pay attention to what his goal was. His goal was just to go to get in this uniform and to run out on this field. And that's what he fought for. He fought through the negativity, the disappointments, and he had one goal and one dream, and he did everything in his power to accomplish it. And so I have to ask you, like, what are you fighting for? Because you may feel like that you are hitting every practice and you are seeing your name not being posted on that list. Maybe it's financial freedom, growth in a job. Maybe you have a desire to write a book, a blog, have a family, you know, but maybe the looks of your bank account or your past failures, there's negative people around you. Or maybe it's just your current circumstances that's putting you in the underdog status. And you find yourself hitting every bump in the road on the way to accomplishing it. Maybe you've already quit on it. And so you're thinking, now what? Well, this is where the Lord really has spoke to my heart. And I really hope if you've got a journal, you can write some of these things down. But recently, I spoke to a ministry at my church called Bridge 56. There were about 35 seventh to 12th graders. And I got to share my story of being the underdog. Now, I looked them straight in the eyes that day, and I got to share with them that I was held back in first grade. My grades were awful. I struggled in school and I had to work really, really hard to be very average. And honestly, I made every tutor cry, including my aunt who taught first grade for 39 years. Nobody could teach me. I made everybody cry and quit. And, you know, eventually, of course, I failed forward enough, right, to get a college degree, but I had to fight, you know, and my sister's the smart one of the family is what I always say. I mean, she always made straight A's, went to a great private school. And I mean, my prayer was just get into a public state school. So, but you know, I told them about that I used to play basketball growing up and I had a basketball injury going into high school and it forced me to quit the game that I loved. And I had to tell them that honestly, I lost my identity. I wasn't an athlete anymore. I didn't fit in with the people that made good grades. And I didn't know where I fit in. There was just this season that I just like, golly, like I worked so hard, but then I'm set back, but I want to play basketball. I want to do these things, but I can't. And I just told them that, you know, I ended up being a people pleaser because of it, because I dove myself into a full-fledged social butterfly mode just to mask the reality of feeling lost and alone. And, you know, as a preacher's kid, I knew the need for a savior at a young age. And my parents always encouraged me to live my dreams. My family was the opposite of Rudy's. They loved me. They encouraged me. And honestly, there were just different seasons, especially like coming out of college. And, you know, I just allowed my past failures and my negative self-talk to keep the dream that I had. I mean, I buried this dream that I had because I was thinking nobody is ever going to encourage me to do this because I've never had the good grades. I can't do this. So I have always had a dream of writing a book. I've always wanted to write a book since I was 6 years old, but I allowed negative self-talk and all my past failures and rejections. When coming out of college, my degree was in journalism, and I mean, I'm telling you, I probably submitted like 65 applications. There's HGTV locally here, different businesses, different news stations, and rejection after rejection after rejection. But this desire to write a book would never go away. But I thought, who in the world's going to read this, right? But one of the attributes of an underdog is the spirit of it's the spirit of a relentless pursuit. And I think that's why I teared up watching Rudy. He was relentlessly pursuing his dream, and he had to drown out the noise. Now, my noise came from my own mind, so it was hard to like leave a building or a room like Rudy could do, right? But at the age of 35, I thought, I am going to do this thing. I'm going to be obedient to God first. He put this desire in my heart, and I need to pursue it regardless if nobody reads it, if people make fun of me. I'm going to fight through my own negativity. And I wrote my first book last year, and ladies, like, it was such a freedom just writing the book, even if the book was just between me and the Lord, just being obedient to doing something that I always wanted to do, that I always dreamed to do. Because here's the deal. I didn't get a huge publishing deal. There wasn't a company supporting me. There's not a bookstore selling my book. And you know, the reality is, I mean, I've not made it in the Christian author world, you know, the Christian author world, but you know what? I wrote a book. It was my one play. It was the thing I had fought for so many years. I had buried deep for so many years. I self-published my book. I got my story out that God had laid on my heart. And just like Rudy did that day, I ran out on the field to play in the one play that I knew I had to do. So, you know, maybe you're sitting there and you just have that one thing that you're currently fighting for, or it may seem crazy, or people make fun of you, or just way off, but you just kind of feel like the underdog. But if so, I hope that you feel this relentless pull to pursue it, because that is God. You see, He will speak to your soul to the point that you just can't let it go, and you got to continue to pursue. It's just, ladies, it's time to wake up. We have one life, and being the underdog, it has its perks. So I got to tell you, whether it's in the morning or in the evening, you know, get a journal, write down some dreams, write down some things that you want to accomplish between now and next year, between now and October 2019. What is it that you want to pursue? Like I said, it may seem crazy, but the Lord planted this thing in your heart, which means that you can accomplish it, because it says in the Word of God, and I will say this in every podcast, the only truth that is out there, the only truth that is written is the Word of God. It is the Bible. And there is a lot of noise out there. There are a lot of lies. There are a lot of confusion. There are a lot of distractions. If you ever wonder where you should go, what you should pursue, what are your dreams, what is your purpose, if you have a question or a really hard circumstance that you're going through, go to the Word of God, and the Lord will speak to you through His Word. But in Philippians 1:6, it says, be confident in this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That is a promise from the Lord. It's time for you ladies to get out on the field and run your one play. Now, you don't have to be on the winning team all the time. You don't have to be the best player. You just need to run your play that God has called you to run. You know, social media world makes us look at, I've got to have so many followers, and I've got to have this. And we put the image that people want to see out there, because we think, oh, they want to see that, or this is going to get me more likes or more comments or more influence. But you know what? None of that matters. We're not fighting to be on the winning team or to be the best of the best. What we're doing is we are trying to be obedient to God, and we are living out that desire, that thing that He wove in us in our mother's womb when we were little. So I made a post on social media just the other day, and I used a quote from Stephen Furtick at Elevation Church. I listen to his podcast, but here's what he said. He said, the enemy of vision is the need for quick validation and success. I'll read it again. You can write it down. The enemy of vision is the need for quick validation and success. So maybe you're like that. Maybe you've been so frustrated and you're tired of feeling like the underdog because you're not seeing your dream and your vision come to life. But let me remind you and me of something. In Psalm 139, it says this, that God knew you when you were under the earth. You see, he created you so perfectly. So stop doubting the gifts and the talents that he wove so perfectly in your mother's womb. You can accomplish this play. Maybe you just needed a little push or encouragement to keep practicing and keep pursuing. Maybe this is your push. Maybe the Lord is speaking to your heart right now. You've got butterflies. You're getting excited. Maybe you're getting a little bit confused because all of these feelings are coming up and you know that you need to go out and accomplish this. So what I want you to do is, you know, go be someone else's inspiration by not quitting on your dreams. Maybe you have children and you look at your kids every day and you're like, you can do anything you want to do. I look at my boys, Wilson and Levi, they're 6 and 9 and they're awesome athletes. They're great at school. I tell them all the time, you can, whatever you want to do. What do you want to do in life? Because you can pursue it. If you work hard enough, you can accomplish it. And I tell these boys that, and that's great that they're hearing this positive voice. But if they are not seeing their mom in action, pursuing what the Lord has put on my heart, what am I showing them? That I'm just going to just be a voice service, but I'm not going to show them through my actions and my fight and my failures and my victories. Maybe you don't have children and you're not speaking those things, but maybe you've got influence around you, your nieces and your nephews or your sister or your brother. You've got your family around you and we are saying these things and we are encouraging other people. But then again, we've got our negative self-talk that is telling us that we can't do that. And so it's time to start listening to yourself and start talking back to yourself and reminding you, your own self, that you can do anything that you work hard for. The Lord will give you what you need. He will sustain you. He will encourage you through his words. He will love you, whether you accomplish it in 6 minutes, whether you accomplish it in 6 years, whether you accomplish it in 12 years. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we have to enjoy the pursuit. We got to enjoy the pursuit and stop focusing on the destination because we can fight for what the Lord has put in our hearts. We can fight for our dreams. We can, whether it's small, big, or large, it doesn't have to be a big thing like writing a book or starting a blog. Maybe it's a small thing like I want to go back to school, which that's kind of big, right? I want to go back to school or, you know, I've had a desire of going back to school in my heart and I don't know what the Lord's going to do with that, but I'm cheering you on, you know, just like the crowd was saying, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. That's me cheering you on right now, whatever your name is, whether it's Lauren or Leah or Becky or Lindsay, I'm cheering you on. I'm in your corner. The Lord has already gone before you and he has a provision for your life. He has a purpose for your life, but he doesn't want you to so much focus on that purpose and that dream. He wants you to focus on him and he will open the doors and give you opportunity because he put those desires in your heart. So open up the Word of God, you know, read Psalm 139, remind yourself how loved you are by him and how perfect you were created. Be excited about accomplishing those dreams and write it down. Write it down, pick up the phone, call a mentor, let them know, call me, whatever you need to do. I'm cheering you on and I love you so much. And I hope this podcast resonated with you. As you can see, it fires me up. I could talk all day long about encouraging each of you to pursue, relentlessly pursue those things that the Lord has put on your heart because only you can accomplish it. So don't look at other people that may have accomplished the same thing or may have written a similar book or may have done a similar blog or may have accomplished that degree or may have gone to that job. They can't accomplish what you can accomplish because everyone is different. Their talents are different and he has a specific purpose for you. So I want you to put your blinders on. I want you to open the Word of God and I want you to be excited and be expectant for God to do incredible things because you are seeking him and you are ready to relentlessly pursue your dream. So I hope y'all have a great day and y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.